Good morning. It's Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, taking a look at the headlines this morning. Alan, President Trump has now indicated he and Russian President Vladimir Putin could soon have a second meeting, even as the confusing fallout continues from their initial summit, including Senator Chuck Schumer, of course, a Democrat, saying no one should be talking to Putin again until we know what happened in the first meeting.
Well, that's right, David. The terrible point here is that everybody is in the dark. I keep wondering when I'm going to wake up. You know, it is really a very scary nightmare. The idea that the people of the United States who elect a president would be kept in the dark about what he came up with. And he keeps reversing himself on what was said at that meeting. The Russians are saying they're proceeding with the agreements. And we don't even know what we allegedly have agreed to with this president. And now he's inviting him to Washington, D.C. The Senate has come out with a stunning 98-0 rejection of the Putin plan to trade the people who've been indicted by Mueller with people he doesn't like from here, including an ex-ambassador. It is unbelievably stunning. On top of all of this, Dan Coats, who is becoming a national hero around here, Dan Coats goes to Aspen at a security conference and is stunned because he has no idea that the president has invited, this is the chief spy for the United States, that the president has invited Putin to come to the United States. He treats it with humor. There are many people who think Coats ought to resign. I am not one of them. I believe as long as that guy is there and is saying what's going on, we're a lot better off than if he puts a stooge in there. And the United States Senate is very unlikely to take kindly to the removal of Coats simply because he's one of them. He was a Republican United States Senator with great respect for a long time. So it is a nightmare. The idea that we have a president who is not including the United States on what is going on in his agreements with a person many people consider to be one of the great despots in the world.
In the meantime, the Justice Department is saying that this hacking and this attempt by Russia to fool with elections continues, and they're now planning to alert the public at these foreign attempts to subvert democracy.
Yeah, well, we have Rod Rosenstein. He'd be gone in a second and a half if the president had his way and if the president's sycophants had their way. As you know, the idea that Jeff Sessions, who is literally invisible now, the attorney general, and Rosenstein is becoming the key player. And he's saying, okay, we're going to tell people that this is just one tree in a forest, this last election. This has been going on. It's going on. And we have to alert people to what is happening in this country. And the idea that this is a president who, you may remember, a lot of people don't, is the guy who kept saying, we have to make our polling places more secure, meaning keep the Democrats out. And now it turns out that a guy who is looking very much like at least an intellectual ally of the president is subverting our elections, and there doesn't seem to be the kind of outrage on the part of the president that there ought to be. Once again, you got Coates, you got Rosenstein, you got a whole bunch of people stepping up.
Is there anything the Congress can do about this?
Well, they did pass that resolution. That was somewhat of a warning. But right before that vote, the president obviously alerted, quote, changed his mind. Well, okay, this is a bad idea, after he had said that it was a good idea. The Congress, of course, can do certain symbolic things. Mitch McConnell has made it clear that there'll be no invitation to Capitol Hill for Putin when he comes on his, what some would think, triumphant on his way of thinking, trip to Washington. This is so scary. I'm sure that all those people who write novels about the improbable are banging away right now trying to figure out how to get a book out fast on this.
Certainly one of the characters in those novels, Alan, will be Maria Butina, this Russian woman who has been accused of using, among other things, sex, lies, and guns to infiltrate U.S. politics.
That's right. The press can't get enough of this, especially when it comes to the sex part of trading. And this is as old as infiltration has ever been. We know that the Russians have been good at it in the past. And this is just one more example of the way in which a totalitarian regime can act.
Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo tried to distance himself again from the Buffalo Billions corruption scandal that has consumed his upstate economic development programs by saying, I think there has never been a suggestion that I did anything wrong.
Well, I have a suggestion for him that he did something wrong. Hey, you came in and you said you were going to clean up Albany, and you appointed guys who stole and who are on the block. Hey, you're culpable for that. You're not criminally culpable, but you sure as heck should have known or should have put things in place.
Our political observer, Alan Chartuk, joining us. Alan, you and listeners have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Hey, we made it this far.
Indeed.